Good morning. Good morning, friends. This is just Norm, and I'm trying to catch my breath. I don't think I have my breathing quite coordinated the way I would like this morning. It is Sunday morning, October the 26th, 2014. Important for me to slow down and get that right, because I noticed when I recorded on Spreaker Thursday of this week, I got the date wrong. And I had to sit back and scratch my head and say, what kind of guy doesn't know what day of the week it is? That would be just Norm. Excuse me. So yeah, it's October the 26th, and it's probably about 5:30 a.m., maybe a bit past that, here in West Central Florida. And that sound you may hear in the background are sprinklers on somebody's lawn. I just noticed it kind of sounded like rain, so I thought I would explain it to clear up any weather questions that you may have had. My breathing seems to be a bit uncoordinated because I think I'm running a bit too fast, and as well, I'm having some hiccups, maybe as a result of gulping down a large coffee before the run. The weather is phenomenal. Phenomenal. A crisp 50, that's right, 59 degrees Fahrenheit. Well, the kind of temps I have been dreaming of. Absolutely perfect. I can no longer say it's just not hot. I can no longer say, at least this morning, that it's disgustingly humid. I can now say that there is a chill in the air. Not cold. It's certainly not cold yet, but there's a chill in the air. So, baby steps are getting me closer to the climate that I desire. Thought I'd catch up on some breathing there. There we go. Let's see, that's 13-ish minutes per mile for the Garmin. So, a little faster than I usually run. It's hard to control this unbridled enthusiasm for the weather, but I would like my breathing to be better. Oh, I have absolutely so much to talk about and absolutely nothing to say all at once. I think I'm still becoming awake. I wanted to run yesterday, but the day got away. So you find me here Sunday again for the second week in a row. I think I ran last Sunday. Well, last Sunday I got a late morning start and I didn't make it to the Sunday morning service. This morning, Mrs. Rosenberg is working, so I've got to make this a quick one and get back to the house, get cleaned up and shaved, and get the girls ready and go and get some soul food. I don't think I'll have a double-digit long run today, but I'm not going to sweat it. I got 11 last weekend, and I have this week off. Monday through Friday, no work for Norman. And I'm just going to cultivate mind, body, spirit, soul, run, family, peace, in no particular order. Okay, so I left you at about a mile, and I actually left you back in the neighborhoods surrounding the Dunedin Causeway, which is my location of running this morning. I'm on a walk break. You may hear more sprinklers in the back, but I'm now running down alternate highway number 19, which is a two-lane main thoroughfare. It can get quite a bit of volume on it, but between 5:30 a.m. and 6 o'clock on a Sunday morning, it's fairly reasonable. I just ran past the Covered Bridge breakfast restaurant. I'm now passing Bambino's Pizzeria and El Huracha. El Huracha Azteca, an authentic Mexican food, as I approach Michigan Boulevard and St. George's gas station and repair shop. And I'm crossing the street now to the east side, where I'm picking up the Pinellas Trail, and I will be heading northbound back up to the causeway proper. Is that what I want to say? I think I've still not settled into a comfortable groove yet, as evidenced by my breathing, and I am desirous of that, but not bothered by it either. So, what's going on in the RunNet community? Well, I know at the very least there's a marathon going on today. It's the Marine Corps Marathon, and I think some notables from the RunNet community are running that. And locally, I believe, is the Halloween Half-a-thon down at Fort DeSoto Park. Now, that's the same race and route that I run in the spring, around March. And at that time, they just called the Florida Half-a-thon. I don't even think they delineated as spring or any holiday. And that's when I prefer to run it. I like that springtime race. It just kind of feels right. I never run the Halloween Half-a-thon because I'm usually preoccupied with other races around the area that have caught my fancy, and I know I'm going to run it in the spring, and as well, because I don't dress up for Halloween. I'm just not a costume-wearing kind of guy, you know? And everybody for that race dons a costume, and it's more like a Halloween party, I guess. I would feel out of place if I showed up there with no costume, and I would feel out of place if I put on a costume. So that one's not for me. Now, the race director also puts on, well, it used to be just 4 half-a-thons, but now he's got a lot of races locally. But he also puts on a holiday half-a-thon, and that's from Madeira Beach down by the Gulf on up into Largo, the city of Largo. I've run that once. That's the second. There's a third, which is the winter half-a-thon, I think it's called. And that one goes from Coachman Park in Clearwater over the Memorial Causeway Bridge down past Clearwater Beach and into Sand Key, which is where I ran with everybody's good friend, brother, and leader, Kevin McGuinn. Now, that one I've never done, and I'm eyeing it for the winter. I can't catch my breath. Maybe it has something to do with the air temperature as well. I don't know. It's not laborious. It's just, I know I'm not breathing comfortably. I'm struggling to fit my words in between the pattern of my breathing. Anyway, so I've got my eye on that one as well. I still have my eye on the Croom in January. And typical wishwashy norm, I'm still undecided about the Wild Horse. I'm trying to not put too much pressure on myself for that. So I got 11 miles last week. I probably can say it would be reasonable that I can do it. It would be this next Sunday. So I have to really stop and think about what my running would be like this week if I was going to run a half marathon on Sunday. And I don't want that to get into the way of the freedom that I'm going to have this week while I'm off of work to just run and rest and be. So it'll be a last minute decision, but I don't really want to get caught up in doing it one way or the other. I don't like the feeling of expectation that maybe others might have. Oh, Norm, you should do it. You can do it. I don't like that feeling of somebody else thinks I should do it. It's got to be because I want to do it, or I feel inclined or led to do it. So, there's that. To the boat down the East River, my baby plays a whole, won't you please forgive her?
haven't said but new ain't always good news. The butterfly baby flaps wings, morning dove cries and the whippoorwill sings, but I'm just stuck here with these talking blues.
So let's see, Marine Corps, hackathons, running, podcasts. There have been some really quality offerings from the Runnet community. And I start off by tipping my hat to the Elegant Loper, the Trotter of the Territories, Mr. Carlos of Castillo, who put out a couple of dandy Spreaker casts this week, including the Wednesday show. And I did get to finish listening to that, the last 8 minutes of it. And as well, a venture out on Friday night with Graham and Derek. And one of the things I love about the Graham runs is the subtle, instinctual banter between Carlos and Graham. As Carlos is expressing thoughts and speaking with Graham before the word can come off his tongue or even from the back of his throat, Graham is agreeing in spirit and utteral groanings, such as he's like saying yes, 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 as Carlos is talking, as though he understands, and it's just coming to him so rapidly that he can contemplate or formulate the concepts that Carlos is laying down, perhaps because of his visual. I don't want to say, I feel like I'm robbing Graham if I say his visual impairment, but for lack of a better term, I think his other senses are much more keen. And it's very interesting to listen to. You can really glean a lot from listening carefully to what people are saying, whether it be in person or on podcast. I enjoy that. I enjoy really, really listening and adding something from my own understanding and experiences to what the person's saying based on the way they articulate their thoughts. What do you call that? Perception? Understanding? There may be many more fancy words that I can't think of. It was nice to hear Derek come along for the run. I don't hear much of Derek anymore. Still hiccuping. I'm paying a lot of attention to my breathing. That's why it's so annoying. As well, Jim Dandy has a half marathon, a Runner's World half marathon podcast out, which I have on tap to listen to. And Steve Hailstone. Man, I love your name, Steve. Steve Hailstone has been putting out podcasts quite frequently. And Steve, the quality of your recordings are becoming quite stellar. I would think and hope that the Jackal would approve of the growth that you've shown in the quality of your podcasts. I want to thank you for taking the time to answer my queries, the questions about a little bit about who you are and what you do. And I also want to tell you that, or I wanted to say, I don't know if you're doing this or not, but there's a program, you probably are, but just in case you're not, called Audacity. Audicity. And it's a free download. I think it's a Windows-friendly app. And you can edit and do all kinds of things to your recordings if you want. I don't know if you just like to download what you have and put it up there. Or if you like to fool around with it a little bit, maybe chop a piece out or fade out. Or I don't know how you feel about background music. It's all good one way or the other. But I know that I've been meaning to share that with you. I don't want to share it now. Let's see, who else? Kevin, I believe, is working on the next episode of the Extra Mile podcast as I speak to you today. Who knows, it could come out today. Who else have I been listening to? I think that's it. Yep, those are the main ones on tap regarding running. I gotta stop here at the crosswalk. You hear the traffic, but I'm now on the corner of Causeway Boulevard and Curlew Road, and I'm standing here and all the red crosswalk signs are blinking and all the traffic is stopped and they're looking at me crazy. So of the bulk of that traffic, a little further down the way. I'm running on Woodette Place, which is a little circle coming off of the causeway. It's still dark out here. There goes a Camaro leaving one of the condominiums of Scottish Towers, heading away from me. I think my breathing is settling in a little bit more. I took notice that it was more my mind that I needed to gently set as a master track, if you will, in the background, saying things like, slow it down, slow your breathing, slow your thoughts, settle down, Norm, settle down. That's what I think that breathing was about. I think part of the whole operating system I got going on here is that I'm excited about the weather. I'm excited to get out here and do the weekend run, but I'm also a bit anxious because I feel like I'm in a time crunch to get back to the house with the girls. It takes away some of the leisurely feel to the weekend long run. I can get it in, but it's more like I'm squeezing it in because there's a time constraint. And even that little subtle overhang disturbs Norm. Knowing myself, that's what I got. I know myself. I'm in tune with myself. It's actually a gift and a blessing to be able to identify and know and recognize the things deep down within your soul. I think it is. All right. It's been quite a pause-a-thon this morning, but I'm now coming up on the drawbridge on the Dunedin Causeway. It's pretty still and quiet out on the waterways, as you can hear with an occasional car that's annoying me. I apologize, I'm sorry. It's kind of wrong of me to be annoyed that the world is still moving around me. And there are some runners out here. It's like a running club. I got a text from Mrs. Rosenberg. She's about to go to work, so I'm gonna have to cut this short very shortly here. I don't think I'll get the 7 or 8 that I was anticipating. It might be more like 5 or 6. 5 or 6 is better than 0, right? I feel like because the run seems to have some brevity to it, let me put this out as a walk break on the Spreaker platform. I suppose I could also put it on Run Norman, but it doesn't have the flavor of a Run Norman relaxed weekend long run. So I didn't think much when I started recording about which venue I would place it in. But as time marches on, and the more I listen to the scattered thoughts in my mind, it's becoming evident to me that it may be best served as a walk break. I'm really getting a stride now. Some semblance of rhythm. And I've not been able to even approach the steady state up until this point. Now I think I may be just on the entry ramp to steady state. I'm even running through a walk break because it feels so regular. Can you hear the other runners across the causeway chatting as they move together, unified in spirit and in pace? Pace. I was gonna say breath. Breath and pace came out as a What, do I get tongue-tied sometimes, or what? I won't cut that out. I'll leave it in there. That's another example of my fallen state. Fallen state in general. Not falling down the line, but more so my frailty as a member of the human race. It's really very apparent to me. Just before one of my recent pauses, I stopped and leaned up against a guardrail on the causeway here. And there were no cars and no sounds. And it was the glory and the brilliance of the silence that just caught me and struck me with awe. And maybe that's what I mean by learning a lot by listening, whether it's just listening to silence or to people, the ability to appreciate or to feel what you're hearing. Does that make sense? I think that it does. That was, I don't know if that was a walk or a break, but I'm gonna walk just a bit. Let's see what kind of mileage I got. I'm coming up on 5, so if I turned around here, it'd give me 6. 6 and some change, because I know I'm greater than a mile out onto the causeway. Oh man, I'm doing the turnaround and looking east where the sun is rising, and I'm getting that beautiful, beautiful vision of the orange hue climbing above the skyline. Oh, and as well, I want to know what you guys think of my 3-ply pop filter. I think it's doing a phenomenal job. I feel very confident when I run about not having any wind noise. I think that was the 1-minute walk break. So let me go a little bit more, and then I think I'll turn around on the run and I'll snap some shots of that beautiful, beautiful sunrise. But yeah, the pop filter's working really great so far. I don't think I've had any real challenging wind, but there were some days where simple arm swing was really becoming pronounced with some of the material I was using. So, and as well, I didn't stretch it as taut over the microphone this time. I left it more, a little looser, so it had some depth, some thickness to the barrier. The other times I was pulling it really tight, and I did that because I thought that by doing so, I'd get the clarity but block the wind. I was afraid that it would sound too muffled. But this is demonstrating the opposite. I see a lot of cars out here parked, and they're facing eastbound, and they're snapping photos of the sunrise. Morning.
Morning.
How are you, sir?
Good.
Good. You don't mind if I take a corner of your bench here, do you?
Why don't you take
it? It's a rest break. Beautiful sunrise, huh?
Oh my God. Yeah. One of the interesting parts is from about right here.
Yeah.
You can take a picture of the sunrise, and the sun will set right about over there. So you can get a great sunrise. Okay, and
yeah.
About 12 hours later, you can get a pretty good sunset right there.
Okay.
Both of them over the water.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
Not very many places in this county that you can get a sunrise and a sunset over water.
That's correct. And I notice, I don't know if you feel the same way, but in our winter, our pseudo winter here,
yeah. The
skies are so much clearer and more sharper and distinct.
Absolutely.
Than in the summertime. It seems like it's so hazy to me.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of times I stop. You know where the Court and Campbell Causeway is?
Sure.
So I work in Tampa. A lot of times I'll stop over there and run late in the afternoon on the way home.
Sure.
And I get to see some sunset there.
Yeah, yeah.
Just as beautiful.
Everybody that sleeps, I'm usually out here about 5, a little after 5.
Every day?
Yeah.
Really?
And you can't tell it quite as much because you have the light pollution that way.
Yeah.
But this way, you just see the stars so clear.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. I come out here for my devotions.
Good for you.
And spend some good time in worship.
Yeah.
And then go about my day. It's a good way to start.
It is a good way to start.
Yeah.
I get up about as early as you do, but like I said, I work in Tampa, so it's kind of a rush and hurry.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't get to spend as much time as I would like or should.
Sure.
In devotion or worship.
Yeah.
So it's more like as I'm going through my day.
You bet. And that's excellent.
It works, but this would be ideal,
yeah.
what you're doing.
It's,
the world's moving way too fast for me, you know?
It's going fast.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? A lot of people are missing it.
I think you're right. It makes you stand out a little bit when you want to drop back and go slower, or to take your time and take a deep breath, and people want to pull you along and push you along, and it makes you stand out a bit.
I think they want you to go their speed.
Yes.
And when you don't, it frustrates them.
Yes.
Because they have rationalized in their mind that going fast is right.
Correct.
And when you say, no, that's not right. Today is the day the Lord has made.
Yes.
You'll rejoice and be glad in it. They're like, well, no, you're supposed to go fast. You go, no, that's not the way this thing was planned.
Well,
and you're right. You stand out, but you're correct.
Yes, I agree.
And you live your life, and you go through it, and you say, that was my life, and I'll live with it. I'll say, yeah, that was my life.
Yeah.
And I'll live with it. I'll be happy with it forever.
But sometimes you get caught up in it.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
You have to consciously slow down.
Yes, yeah. And it's hard work mentally. To you know, I often say to people, you know, we throw around the word balance and say, okay, well, you have to be balanced. When you think about the word balance and what it means, mm-hmm. it's hard. If you're walking a string or a balance, it's hard work
it's
to
hard
be
work.
Balanced.
It's very hard work.
Yeah.
And that's why most people don't do it.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're
you
right.
You know, they can't. It's a juggling act, and it's constant.
Mm-hmm.
And it's constant monitoring.
Mm-hmm.
It's constantly, am I getting too much over here?
Mm-hmm.
What are the areas of my life? Am I paying attention to this? Am
yeah.
I doing this? It's easier just to go, I think we call it a type A personality. You know,
yeah.
We give a lot of kudos to that. Well, there's a lot more letters in the alphabet than that.
That's a good way to put it.
Okay.
That's a good way to put it.
So, my hat's off to you understanding the pressure of the life you live.
Yes. Well, thank you that your hat's off to me. I often don't get people that understand that.
Oh.
But I push through and cling to it. And it's hard.
You have to.
Yeah.
You have to. Because everybody wants you doing it their way.
Yeah.
You have the jocks that want you to do just the physical. You have the mental. Oh, no, that's the name of it. You have the overly spiritual. That's what you're supposed to do. Then you have the health and wellness. And that's, it's like, you know, all
right.
of it's good, but all of it's good together.
Yep.
So you need to get on with your exercise.
I do. But it was nice talking with you.
You, and have a good day.
You have a blessed day.
You bet.
activity resumed.
Well, you heard that, didn't you? Somebody just identified with me. I just felt some, I'm looking for the words. I just got some understanding, identification. What's the word? Symbiotic? No. What is the word I'm looking for? Like-minded. I just had a conversation with somebody who was like-minded. Somebody who completely understood my dilemmas, my thoughts, my perceptions, my struggles. That was a blessing indeed to come across somebody. In this instance, in this time of life where everybody is moving faster, and you have heard me rant about how we have to slow down, that was truly a gift. A gift indeed. Validation. That's the word I'm looking for. I was validated. That was validation. So, well, it's a shorty. I'm almost back at the car. I'm approaching 6 miles. And I want to thank you for considering my thoughts and for spending this precious time that you allow me in your lives, because I'm very well aware how precious time is. Well, let me tell you that I love you all. And I also want to tell you that we will speak again. And so, until that time, good morning. I just couldn't resist offering a friendly hello as I'm telling you goodbye. This is just normal. Bye-bye.